All right, Zach Osborne, first up, congratulations, 250 National Championship. And I don't care that Supercross is more popular. This means more. This is gnarlier. This has got to feel great.
It's unreal. My goal at the beginning of the season, I've said it a couple times, was to be on the Nations team, and I knew in order to do that I'd have to do exactly what I've done, you know, win a title here outdoors and do well in Supercross. Not that that has much bearing on it, but it kind of sets you up for a good outdoor season. So to make it happen feels unreal.
I'm sure I've asked you this before, but to do it here at this place with the snack pack, yeah, with the first overall win, this is really cool.
It's crazy. I mean, it just kind of fits the bill of my whole career, really. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's fitting.
Yeah.
It's all I know to say. I had a good feeling coming in here today, and felt really, you know, like I could wrap it up pretty easy. And disaster struck in the first turn in the first moto, and I was, you know, lucky to get an eighth out of that. And I knew going in the second moto that I had 4 points to play with, but I figured it would be a lot easier math if I just won the moto. So I just won the moto.
Your bike was smoking a little bit, but you didn't know about it?
No, I didn't know. Sometimes that's me on the clutch. When I get a little tight or not riding really fluid, I hang off the clutch a little bit. So that could have been that. It's not major. It's been rock solid all summer. Other than the valve cover gasket at Millville, other than that, we haven't had any issues.
Super tuner Dave Feeney, who's been around for forever, too.
Yeah, it's unreal for Dave to win two titles in 1 year. He's been around the sport forever. I think that we went through it this year. This is either his 20th or 21st season as a mechanic, and we had a lot of rough patches there last year. Not even things that were his fault, just things that no one could really explain. And it's amazing for us to come back and be able to take two titles this year. It's he deserves it, you know, as much as anyone. And he's a great dude that puts in tons of hours even at his age, and I think he loves what he does, you know. And that's one thing I like about Dave, and that's one thing I pride myself on, is, you know, being grateful and enjoying what I do. And I think Dave kind of matches me in that department.
What a season, man. It's just phenomenal. It's great to see. You know, I think you know, you give a lot of guys hope, a lot of other riders hope, like, hey, this guy was written off, this guy didn't win for right out of amateurs, I can do that. I know I've had a couple guys tell me that, where they're like, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, never stop.
Yeah, we were just in the semi, and someone asked me if that was 11, the snack pack deal was 11 years ago, and I said, yeah. And Jason said, you've been racing for 11 years? And I had to, like, count it on my fingers, but yeah. I mean, and I told him, I just said, you know, don't ever give up on anything. If you believe in it and believe in yourself, that you'll make it happen.
Yeah, it's crazy. My hot take was we should send Savacci to the Disney Nations. He's been doing better lately.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
Thank you.
Sometimes I don't know what I say.
I don't know what you're thinking.
Right.
Janky radio show. That's the problem.
Awesome, man. I think a lot of people are happy for you. Nice job for Bobby Hewitt, too, and the Husky team again. What a year for them as well on the bike. And, congratulations.
For sure. Thank you so much.